This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. I had the great experience of going to a concert at La Galoo in Palm Beach, Florida, with famous singer, conductor, and radio host, Alex Donner. And what an electrical performance with Gene Chafaroff on the dance floor and hundreds of people. I thought I was at a Sinatra concert. It was just fantastic. And we have today with us Alex Donner. I want to tell a little bit about him. He grew up on the east side of Manhattan and studied music and voice at Princeton before becoming a lawyer. After 5 years of divorces during the week and weddings on the weekends with a band, he devoted himself to his first love, performing the Great American Songbook. As he puts it, weddings are a lot more fun than divorces. I'm sure of that. His first major gig was a wedding in Jaipur, India, for a former divorce client, which landed his picture in a slew of major magazines leading his orchestra while trying to keep a turban on his head. So again, we have famous singer, conductor, and radio talk show host on the Legends in Palm Beach, Alex Donner. Let's first talk about your big switch in your career. You went to Princeton, Ivy League, you became an attorney, and then you switched to music. What was that all about, Alex Donner?
Yes. Good morning, Brian, and thank you for that. Well, actually, Brian, I went to Paris during college, studying abroad, and I studied very hard over there in Paris. It was I majored in wine, women, and song over there.
That's a good major.
But in terms of the music, a friend of mine over there said, "Well, you know, I had done chorus and." In school, and they put me in some musical shows and stuff like that, but I never took it seriously. But when we were in Paris, my friend said, "Let's go down to the metro, the subway, local subway, and perform." It's very cool to do that over here. At first, I started singing, and the French completely ignored me. And then they started throwing centimes, the pennies at the time. And then they started throwing francs. And my friend turned to me and said, "You know, actually, you're pretty good. You're good." I said, "Do you think so?" Anyway, got back to college at Princeton and started a band. We became popular on campus. And then a Princeton alumnus who had heard me on campus was on the board of a very famous nightclub called El Morocco. They were looking for a new band. They were looking for somebody young. And there I was. And so that was my first job out of college. And that worked for about a year. And then Studio 54 came on the scene in New York. And they started killing El Morocco. I mean, everybody was going to Studio 54. So they called me one day and they said, "Look, we love you, but Studio 54 is killing us. We want to, we need DJs. So you're fired." So I woke up the next day in my illegal sublet with cockroaches, and I didn't really have much money in the bank. So I called up my dad and I said, "You know, I have been really thinking about law school." Went to law school, landed in a firm on the east side of Manhattan, who's one of the most infamous partner there was a guy called Roy Cohn.
Oh yeah, very famous.
Yes, yes. And I did, they told me, "Well, you're the youngest guy now. Nobody else wants to do divorces, so you're doing divorces." So I became known in New York for doing divorces during the week as a lawyer and weddings on the weekend with the band. And it was so different that the New York Times wrote it up with a big feature. And I did a major divorce for a Standard Oil heiress from Texas. She took me to lunch after it was over and said, "What can I do for you? You know, you did a nice job for me. And I said, okay, we'll fly my band to India, where you're getting married the second time around. It was the first big destination wedding in India's history, and hosted by the Maharaja of Jaipur, and the bride and groom entered on elephants, all bejeweled, and hundreds of Indians held torches. And I ended up pictured in Town and Country magazine in a turban leading the band, and went out on the AP wire all over the country. And I got back, I found out Roy Cohn was dying of AIDS, and they called me in at the office and said, we're getting more calls for your band than we're getting for legal work at the switchboard.
Well, that's
you
fun.
Can't do both anymore. And I said, look, my first love is singing. My first love is music. And they said, okay, well, you're fired. So I had to go and tell my dad, who put me through law school, now I was going to be a full-time band leader, a singer. And, well, at first he laughed. He said, well, you better be a successful one, Alex. But it's all turned out. I've never looked back. I've been fortunate, God willing, to continue after all these years to do what I love to do, which is sing and perform for people, hopefully make people happy.
Well, you do. I saw the performance at La Galoo in Palm Beach, and it was magnificent. It was fun. It was fast. It was exciting, with hundreds of people there. And we've had on this radio show great stars like Marie Osmond, Chita Rivera, and we had recently on famous folk singer of the 60s and 70s. He's still performing beautifully, Tom Rush, all over the country.
Yes.
And he's been on this program several times. So I want to talk a little bit about the Great American Songbook. I know you're part of Dick Robinson's Legends Radio, and that's what he stresses, the Great American Songbook. And I'll mention that the big rock star was at the concert La Galoo. Rod Stewart was there with his son watching the tremendous performance. So you emphasize the Great American Songbook on your show and in your music. Why is this so important to bring forth this part of our culture, Alex Donner, with the Great American Songbook?
Well, I think the movies and the music of that era, it was and is elegant, stylish, real feeling to it, real emotion to it. In terms of the music, fantastic melodies, the lush orchestrations on so many of these songs. Some of them seem simple, but they're musically profound. And it shows that America isn't just hot dogs, hummers, hedge funds. America has a soul, as expressed in the great movies, the great love stories, the great music. So that's why I think it's important. Not only is it very, very high quality, I would say, in the movies and also in the music, but it expresses something special about America that isn't being expressed as effectively now.
Well said. Our guest today is a famous singer, a conductor of his orchestra, and a radio talk show host with LegendsRadio.com in Palm Beach County, Florida, the famous Alex Donner, who put on a program at La Galoo in Palm Beach that was one of the best shows I've seen in 20 years. Our guest today, Alex Donner. If you're listening in Buffalo, New York, Montreal, or Northern Florida, we don't hit Southern Florida, but we have 50,000 watts of clear channel power on the Bet AM 1520. Drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520 Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. 6. We always greet cards and letters from Canadian and European listeners, as we have received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. Little plug here for the Ampol Eagle newspaper. Subscribe now and get all the Ampol Eagle's features, recipes, photos, and more. Polonia's weekly newspaper will bring Polish-American news to your email inbox each week for just $19. Get your one-year digital subscription with weekly columns, news from Polonia and Poland, historical and cultural features, and more at the ampoleagle.com. Just click subscribe at the top of the homepage. A little bit more information about our guest today on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. Alex Donner was chosen to be the musical director of New York's legendary club El Morocco, where Frank Sinatra was a regular guest. Later, he was musical director at the Colony Hotel in Palm Beach and Midnight Summer Swing in Central Park. Along the way, he performed his SRO cabaret show at Cafe Carlisle in the Algonquin Hotel to critical acclaim. A great singer, conductor, and radio talk show host, our guest today, Alex Donner. Now let's talk a little bit more about that big major gig in Jaipur, India. It must have been very exciting. All the pageantry, the elephants, the costumes. Tell us a little bit more about that, Alex Donner.
Well, it was very exciting, yes. The Indian government just really put on a show, because it was the first destination wedding. And there was massive publicity. But being there, we started in Delhi, where we were hosted by the our ambassador there, and then we went on, and I saw the sun rise at the Taj Mahal on our way to Jaipur. And in Jaipur, I had the opportunity to play elephant polo. You ever heard of that?
I know, but I think it would be rather clumsy playing polo on a 5,000-pound creature.
Well, it's a different experience, I will tell you that. Very, very few Americans at that time had ever played that. In fact, they said, well, Alex, after today, you're one of the best American elephant polo players of all time.
Okay.
But yes, it's a challenge. When you try to hit that ball, if you miss hit, and you have to turn that elephant around and get back into the game, so you can hit it again. I mean, it takes a long time. Yeah, it's very different. But there were also regular polo matches. A couple of American teams came over, played the Indian national team. So this was a social week around this wedding. And as I was saying before, it was at night. The bride and groom entered, each on a different elephant, all the most incredible jewels you've ever seen. And they had hundreds of Indians. I guess they paid them something to do this, but there were hundreds of them holding torches. And then the actual ceremony was, they kind of set up sort of like a boxing ring, and the Hindu priest was chanting away. Nobody in our group could understand what the priest was saying, and then there was an Indian intermediary, and he would occasionally go over and give some money to the Hindu priest. And I guess when the Hindu priest had received enough money, he pronounced in perfect English, he said, well, you are now man and wife. And that was the ceremony. The party afterwards, of course, was incredible. They was the hotel called the Rambo Palace, which is the big hotel there. They everything was lit up outside, and some of the most the wealthiest, most social successful Indians came from all over the country to attend this wedding, in addition to, of course, the 100 Americans that came over. So we had about 350 people, and we played. We thought we were just going to play till 11 o'clock. Well, we ended up playing till 3 in the morning.
Great. Sounds like a wonderful time. I'd like to thank those who called regarding our recent guest, Ambassador Eric Javits, author of the Palm Beach Affair, Peter Antonucci, and philanthropist Gene Shafiroff, who was dancing in front of Alex Donner at La Galou and having a great time. Next week we'll have Jen Binnis, and she's going to be talking about bringing people of different philosophies together in our world today on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. Now, I mentioned that you were musical director of New York's legendary El Morocco, where Frank Sinatra was a regular guest. I had the great fortune of seeing him years ago in Buffalo perform at the Memorial Auditorium, which no longer exists, and there were thousands of people. That was a fantastic concert. So you must have known Frank Sinatra well, the chairman of the board. Tell us, what was he like as a person, Frank Sinatra? Alex Donner.
I didn't know Frank very well, but Frank did come into El Morocco, and Frank was a charmer, was a wonderful guy, as long as he got the seat that he wanted. He had a special seat that he wanted there at El Morocco, and you never knew when he was coming. So if there was somebody seated there, he had to move them right away. And then Frank was very happy and very charming and very nice and very complimentary to me. And we never got him up to sing, but Tony Bennett also came in quite a bit. And we got Tony up to sing a few times. It was a very interesting crowd. It was the New York Society. It was Hollywood royalty. Marlon Brando came in. He was a little bit difficult, I have to say. Audrey Hepburn came in. Lovely, lovely, lovely lady. And then we had some European royalty, too. We had the former King Edward and Wallace Simpson also came in. And after I would perform, I would go to the bar. And I think I learned more at that bar in a year than I learned at 4 years at college.
Wonderful. Our guest today is the legendary singer, conductor, and radio talk show host, Alex Donner, on the Rusk Report. If you're listening in Cheektowaga, New York, Toronto, or Washington, D.C., drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet letters from our listeners in Europe and Canada. A little bit more information about our guest today, Alex Donner. He continues to sing with his own orchestra 80 times a year from coast to coast. It's Alex Donner Entertainment. And he has built a reputation for elegant music that makes the party swing. New York Magazine called him simply the best. And I saw him at La Galou in Palm Beach, and he was just fantastic. Our guest today, Alex Donner. Now, you were musical director of the Colony Hotel, which is a fixture in Palm Beach. They also have another location in the Hamptons. King Edward VIII stayed there for many seasons. Douglas Fairbanks Jr. used to go there, Bob Hope. Let's talk about your stint as musical director at the Colony Hotel. You must have known Frederick Danielski, the general manager, too, who has been on this program, the late Frederick Danielski. Tell us about the Colony.
Yes, the Colony was a great gig for me. That was much earlier in my career. They gave me a room at the hotel, and I had the band there five nights a week. And they said, look, just come and sing with the band whenever you can, when you don't have a gig up north. So that was a very, very nice arrangement for me. And, of course, everybody who was anybody in Palm Beach came in. I met lots of interesting people, stars, some people who became really, really lifelong friends. It was just a wonderful, wonderful environment. They still have some music over there, but there's a wall up, so they have a restaurant on one side, and when I was there, it was completely open, so it was twice as big. So you could get 100 people on the dance floor in there. So it was just a great experience for me at that point, because I could do all my other gigs all over the place, and then go to the Colony and be able to relax a little bit in Palm Beach. But of course, Brian, love the Great American Songbook. The Great American Songbook is definitely, in my book, must be preserved, and I think will be preserved. But of course, when we play now, we have to play what the crowd wants. We read the crowd, and we do play other genres of music, of course. You know, Motown is a terrific example, and there are some contemporary tunes that we also play too. So, you know, you have to aim to please when you're playing parties.
Well, you certainly do. Now, let's talk a little bit more about your career in New York City with Cafe Carlyle, Algonquin Hotel, where you received critical acclaim. What were the exciting moments in your New York career with your SRO cabaret show, Alex Donner?
Well, I've been a singer with the band since college, but I had never done a cabaret show where you talk about your life, you talk about the songs, and everybody's totally focused on you. The crowd is quiet. I have been used to playing parties where people are talking, people are dancing, people are coming up and requesting things. So it was a big challenge, and I started kind of at a high level because I did have a following from all the parties I played for quite a long period of time. So I started, you know, pretty much right at the top there at the Algonquin. And it went very well. And somebody came down from the Cafe Carlyle and said, well, we'd like you up here. And I said, well, yes, that's the sort of the Mecca, the premier, the premier nightclub of them all for cabaret. And so I had a nice run there. But primarily what I do is sing with the band. Cabaret is also a nice thing. And in fact, I am doing, I don't even think you know about this, Brian, since I saw you in Palm Beach. Because of the success of that evening in Palm Beach, I'm now opening at in New York next Friday, May 15th, at La Goulou in New York. And may also do La Goulou in Southampton later in the summer.
Wonderful. Well, that was a great performance. The 50 people on the dance floor were so excited and happy. You did a great show in Palm Beach. Now, you sing with your orchestra 80 times a year, coast to coast. Let's talk about that part of your life. Legendary singer, conductor, and talk show host, Alex Donner.
Well, we do a lot in Chicago. We've done a lot in San Francisco. Of course, Florida. And we've played, you know, when I look at a map, I have a sort of a digital map, and I have little pins in all the places we played. We've really played over the years, virtually every single major city. I mean, we've been to places you wouldn't think. We've been to Omaha. We've been to Oklahoma City. We've been up at the lakes in Michigan. We've been up at the lakes in Wisconsin. We've been in Seattle. We've been in Portland. You know, I could go on. And it was really fun, particularly the early part of my career, going on the road. Of course, travel was a lot easier than it is now, as we all know. It's much more of a challenge now. I really have to go in a day before. You just cannot count on that the airlines are definitely going to fly on that particular day. You're not going to have some kind of challenge with it. So I'm doing less fly jobs, but spending more time on them, shall we say.
Very good. I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We've learned so much about the brilliant career of Alex Donner. He's a big talk show host on Legends Radio in Palm Beach, Florida. He performed recently at La Galoo in Palm Beach with a brilliant concert. And we just learned so much about how exciting this career was, going from law to being a top leader with the Great American Songbook, Alex Donner. Again, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you at the Bet AM 1520. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, our director of production for the last 20 years. Thank you for enlightening us about your brilliant career, Alex Donner. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.